Don't bargain over positions.
Whether a negotiation concerns a contract, a family quarrel, or a peace settlement among nations, people routinely engage in positional bargaining. Each side takes a position, argues for it, and makes concessions to reach a compromise. The classic example of this negotiating minuet is the haggling that takes place between a customer and the proprietor of a second-hand store.
How much do you want for this brass dish?
That is a beautiful antique, isn't it? I guess I could let it go for $75.
Oh, come on. It's dented. I'll give you $15.
Really? Well, I might consider a serious offer, but $15 certainly isn't serious.
Well, I could go to $20, but I would never pay anything like $75. Quote me a realistic price.
You drive a hard bargain, young lady. $60 cash, right now.
$25.
It cost me a great deal more than that. Make me a serious offer.
$37.50, that's the highest I will go.
Have you noticed the engraving on that dish? Next year, pieces like that will be worth twice what you paid today.
And so it goes, on and on. Perhaps they will reach agreement, perhaps not. Any method of negotiation may be fairly judged by three criteria. It should produce a wise agreement, if agreement is possible. It should be efficient. And it should improve or at least not damage the relationship between the parties. A wise agreement can be defined as one that meets the legitimate interest of each side to the extent possible, resolves conflicting interests fairly, is durable, and takes community interests into account. The most common form of negotiation, illustrated by the above example, depends upon successively taking and then giving up a sequence of positions. Taking positions, as the customer and storekeeper do, serves some useful purposes in a negotiation. It tells the other side what you want. It provides an anchor in an uncertain and pressured situation, and it can eventually produce the terms of an acceptable agreement. But those purposes can be served in other ways. And positional bargaining fails to meet the basic criteria of producing a wise agreement efficiently and amicably.